Thank you so much. Your pastor and Brother Tim have been so gracious to me. I can't begin to tell you how good they've been to me, and I appreciate it so much. And church, I want to commend you on putting together such a great conference. You did a great job. The meals were great, and there was so much work behind the scenes, and I know it is, and I want to thank you. Take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 38. Psalm 38. I read a while back where it says women who carry a few extra pounds seem to do better than men who mention it. Remember that, men. Here in Psalm 34, verse 8, it says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. I want you to taste for yourself today that the Lord is good. Believing God good and God right saved my life. After coming down with meningitis, October of 1995, the meningitis that I had caused many complications. For instance, I now have seizures and have to take seizure medicine. And I have malignant melanoma here on my face. And they had to cut it out, and they had to go clear to the bone to make sure they got it all out. And they did plastic surgery, and you can't even tell I've had it. I thought only movie stars had plastic surgery. I'm up with them now, I guess. But the Lord was good to me. And He helped me. He helped me so much. And when I awakened, I had lost all my long-term memory. I had to relearn who my wife was, my children. I had to relearn how to walk and talk. God was there to help me in all of that. And my wife named Donna, but I call her my Donna. And here's why. She set me down a few weeks after I came down with meningitis and began to teach me things all over again. She taught me reading, writing, and kissing. And my favorite is kissing. But she taught me phonics also. I'm hooked on phonics. But my wife said, you're John, I Donna, we're married. I didn't know what married meant, but when I found out, I sure was glad. She says, okay, married means you belong to me, and I belong to you. I look her and I say, you my Donna? She said, yes, and that's what I call her ever since. On my cell phone, it's not Donna, it's my Donna. And she loves me and takes such good care of me. I appreciate it so much. I was telling a group of junior-age kids that my wife had to do everything for me like their mothers did for them. Well, when the service over, a little 9-year-old came up to me and said, Brother John, did she spank you too? I said, no, she felt like it a time or two, but she didn't do it. But I got to where I could drive a Honda 80 scooter. And boy, my freedom came back. And I want to tell you my favorite wreck. Most people don't have a favorite wreck, but this one mine. On a Honda 80 scooter, the windshield is only up about 3 inches. So you get all the bugs. I had my helmet on and my visor up because it's so hot. And I put on sunglasses to keep bugs out of my eyes. But I yawned. When I yawned, this bug thought it was a cave and went in. Well, he was there moving, and I tried to spit him up, and he wouldn't go. So I thought, maybe he wants to enter the ministry. So I tried to swallow him, but I couldn't get him down. So I head to the side of the road where most of my wrecks happen, and about the time I'm getting off road, too late to do anything about it, there was a big piece of rubber tire some trucker had thrown. And I thought, this, great, that's all I need is a wreck on top of this bug. So I hit that piece of rubber, and it wedged between the wheel well and the wheel of my scooter and stopped it, but not me. I went flying over handlebars, and I landed face down on the ground. And I hit so hard that it knocked the wind out of me, and the bug came out too. I tell people God gave me Heimlich maneuver. But he's been so good to help me. I recall a time when my daughter, I was in the hospital, and this nurse had done some kind of procedure that hurt me. My Donna came in, and the nurse still there over at the sink. And I pointed to her, and I said, bad woman, Donna, bad woman. I thought if you hurt somebody, that meant you were bad. My Donna laughed, and she said, no, John, she's just trying to help you. I still think she a bad woman. But I say the three greatest gifts God ever gave me is my salvation, my Donna, and meningitis. I look at the meningitis as a gift from God. God had a purpose in it. I get to go more places. I get to travel around and tell people how good and right the Lord is, and sometimes even get paid for it. God's so good. I remember when I went to the Lord, very burdened, and I hurt him so bad. I have what they call cluster migraine headache, and they can be brutal. The reason I wear dark glasses is because I have to keep light off my eyes when I hurt him. And So I began to pray, please, Lord, just take me home. Now, I knew suicide is not an answer. And it's never an answer for anything, folks. Don't ever contemplate that. But I just wanted the Lord to take me home. You never in your life seen anybody that prayed harder to die than man you're looking right now. And then I remember continued pray, and God gave me grace. I want you to know you never in life ever seen anybody want to live more than you're looking at right now. I love living. I'm not a very good preacher, and I know that. People have me just because they love me. But I can love. And I love the Lord. And I love people. Especially people who are hurting. And I want to help them. The onset of a cluster migraine is so difficult. I can't lay on the pillow on my back because it hurts so much. I know that sounds odd, but really does. I can't lay on my side because it makes me nauseated. But I found one way I can get, and that's on my knees, with my face on the bed or the couch. And I try to. I don't say that I do it every time, but I try to remember to do this. Thank you, Lord, for giving me something. Bring me to my knees. Now, please remember this. Your church is like a hospital, helping hurting people. And hospitals are not perfect. Between 5,000 and 15,000 people a year die because of things that happen to them in hospitals or diseases they pick up. But they treat about 4 million people. That's not a big number compared to that. But I thank the Lord. He's helped me. And He'll help you too. He'll help you through your darkest hour. I remember one night, I was sleeping on couch because I couldn't sleep well. So I didn't want to wake my Donna up. So I fixed a bed on the couch. And back then, the only way I could get the Bible is somebody read it to me or me listen to it on cassette tape. I wore out the book of Psalms. And that night was difficult. I'd had a seizure as well as a cluster migraine. And so I was laying there and tears were falling out of my eyes. And I look up God, heaven, and I say, God, I'm going to believe you're right and you're good even if I never get better, I'm going to believe that about you because your word says it. And I tell you, a load was lifted off my shoulders. I began to have a peace like the Bible says it passeth all understanding. But God gave me that. And I thank Him for it so much. I thank Him for my Donna and the people and friends I have. I'll have your pastor on my prayer list that I pray for every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Call his name prayer. Unless I'm sick or to travel day, I do that faithfully. And the Lord has seen fit to help me and give me grace. And my prayer life is growing. And I love that. Oh, I'm going to pray an hour a day. That's my goal. And I'm getting pretty close to it. Matter of fact, some days I'll be just lost in my prayer time. And I go over an hour. Those times are good for me. I thank the Lord. Sometimes when I go to kiss my Donna, I miss her lips. But I kiss till I find them. And I was, my Donna was reared in Illinois, Central Illinois. And after my illness, the pastor that was there was asked if I would come speak and bring my wife. So she drove us up there. Even though I could drive a car for about a year and a half, almost 2 years, nobody would ride with me. I told my Donna, God rides with me, and she said, because he not in the body, that's why. And my Donna, we got up there, and they surprised us. That was the church we were married in, that I'd forgotten all about it. So they decided to give me another marriage that I wouldn't forget. So that afternoon, they had best man, best woman, and all of those that could come show up for this wedding. And I remember my Donna saying, John, when he says you kiss the bride, I don't want you missing, so you just pucker up and hold still. I said, not gonna happen, woman. I'll do my own kissing. I did pretty good, too. I want to close with this. I was hurting quite a bit. And the Lord was helping me deal with the pain. And it was a blessing. I was pastoring when I became ill. They were so good to me to let me continue pastor, even though I went through that illness, and it was some time before I could preach again in pulpit. So, I ask the Lord to help me be a blessing to my church. Then I felt one day the Lord call me in evangelism to travel and try to encourage people that are down and out, who are hurting, who are going through trials. And I recall when I pastoring, a man died that had been attending our church pretty regular with his wife and son. His wife and son had joined our church. He told them he would one of these days, but he died before he could do it. We were doing the obituary, and they got down and he said, "Now, member of Cleburne County Baptist Church?" And I said, "No, not member, attender." His son got a little mad and was going to rebuke me when mother put her hand on his arm and said, "Son, preacher right." He never joined. He never got around to doing it. Now it's too late. I hope he was truly saved. They say he gotten saved as a little child, but got away from the Lord. I don't know what you need to do today, but I know this. You'll never regret doing the thing God asked you to do. You'll never regret that. Let me challenge and encourage you to do today what God wants you to do. Get baptized in deep water. Sprinkling doesn't picture the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Only a baptism in deep water will do that. And I want to encourage you to do that if you've been saved and never done it. Don't put it off any longer. You do not know. You could die sudden. Are you saved? Oh, I hope you're saved. I'm so glad I know I go in heaven when I die. I'll get a new body then. But between now and then, God just give me grace in the body that I have. And I challenge you, if you've never repented of sin, in other words, acknowledge that you are a sinner before Almighty God, and believe Jesus died for you, and believe He rose from the dead like the Bible says. A dead Savior can't save anybody, but a living Savior can save everybody that comes. I thank God for that. So I challenge you to get saved if you're not today. Don't put it off. I wouldn't want to wait another day. Maybe some of you need to come rededicate life to the Lord to live for Him, no matter hardship is. And you can do that. Do you know most Christians that I know that are being used of the Lord can go back in time in their life when as a Christian they dedicated themselves afresh and anew unto Almighty God? This could be your day. This could be your time. If it is, take it. Don't miss it. Kneel at the front. Say, God, help me. God, be with me. God, change me. And God can and God will. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for my Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank you that I've tasted and found out that you're good and you're right. And Lord, I'm going to keep believing that. You're a good God and you're a righteous God. Everything you do is right. We don't have the right to question you, but we need to trust you. Blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Lord, I ask of you, bring people to an old-fashioned altar today to kneel and pray, some to get baptized, some to just come and draw closer to you than they've been before. God, you're able to do that. And I pray you will. In Jesus' name.